Hi, this is Chad Wingard, and I'm from Nutajeri Mob. A Dishes Round is important to me. It's probably because it just recognises how important the game is to our culture and how much our culture is given to the game. My hero is our own favourite player, not just Indigenous, but well, he is Indigenous, but is Daniel Wells, always has been. See, my old man, he played about 400 games for the local club, but obviously he was a bit of like a local legend, so obviously we admired him.
Hi, this is Nathan Cracker. I think just the recognition of past and present players and the Aboriginal, the first people in Australia that can get around, makes us all walk a lot higher. The Aboriginal boys that's playing and the people that are watching, our families and our mob. My uncles, Jim and Phil Cracker, kept watching their tapes, so I had all their highlights and that sort of stuff, and even my cousin Andy, so Phil Matera, Peter Matera, Chris Lewis, and then the Burgoyne boys and Pickett and Wanganeen.
Hi, this is Carl Amon from the Noonuckle people from North Stradbroke Island. Yeah, Indigenous Round is so important for us. It's able for us Indigenous players to, you know, represent our people in our communities and also educate others in, you know, in why we love football so much. Yeah, obviously my family, I look up to them a lot, and then also my favourite Indigenous player would probably be Buddy Franklin. Just the way he goes about and how he plays is so exciting to watch. Paul Vandenberg, the Aboriginal Programs Manager, came up to me last year and he sort of said, do you want to design this year's jumper? And I jumped at the idea. As growing up, I always look forward to Indigenous Round to seeing what Guernsey's the club had, and for me to design one this year, you know, it's an extreme honour for me and my family. It was probably a few weeks. I was sort of just playing around with ideas, and sort of once I got the one idea that I wanted, it was sort of easy to do from there, and then the club helped me, the graphic designers at the club helped me with that, and yeah, I think it came out pretty well. My mum and I sort of bounced ideas off each other, and we sort of worked together on that. But yeah, it's been extremely honourable for me and my family as well.
Hi, this is Jake Need, little community called Elliot. The Indigenous name for it would be Jingali. Indigenous Round is so important to me because of the history of all the Indigenous players that have played and sacrificed. Like, you get players like Michael Long who've done a lot for us, and yeah, also Sir Doug Nicholls, who's around, named after this year. Yeah, it's pretty amazing, you know. Be playing, you know, mostly junior footy up in Alice, and then be able to get picked up, and then not also get picked up, but yeah, also play in Alice for an AFL club. It's great. Local footy's always been my dad, but other than my dad, AFL wise, I've always looked up to like players like Gav and Byron, and that, you know, just because what they've done to become elite athletes.
G'day, it's Jamanimpi. My Indigenous background is the Yorta Yorta tribe back in country Victoria. The Indigenous Round is very important to me because I get to represent my culture and my people, and also the Port Adelaide Football Club. My favourite Indigenous player growing up was probably Eddie Betts with his very smooth and silky skills.